The Blind in the World, Leadership, Philosophy, and Action on a Global Scale by Frederick K. Schroeder, Ph.D., July 4, 2016. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Frederick K. Schroeder. From the editor, Frederick Schroeder is one of the most dynamic and thought-provoking people I have the pleasure to know, and it is a delight when he comes to deliver an address to the Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. He made an address in 2016, and here is what he said.
We often find wisdom in the most unlikely places. Recently I came across the following. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. These words were spoken by the great philosopher. Well, I consider him a great philosopher. They were spoken by Dr. Seuss. And yet, these words, sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. They capture a simple yet profound truth. The actions we take today may not seem earth-shaking or even important, but it is the collective impact of action upon action, moment upon moment, that shapes history, forces social change, and moves mountains. No class of people has faced greater, seemingly insurmountable mountains of marginalization, mountains of exclusion, mountains of lost opportunity than have we the blind. The mountains we face are formidable, but we know with certainty and in our hearts that our cause is just and our goals achievable if only we take action. In Dr. Seuss's words, you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. For most of our history, our efforts have been directed toward making change within our own country. But the world is getting smaller, more interdependent, a process known as globalization. And nothing has contributed more to economic and cultural globalization than the exponential development of technology. And that is true for the blind as well as the sighted. While technology has made access to print greater than at any time in history, still it is estimated that fewer than 5% of published works are available to the blind, fewer than 1% in developing countries. For many years, we in the National Federation of the Blind and blind people throughout the world have worked to modify national copyright laws to permit production of books into Braille and other accessible formats. Still with globalization, we recognize that while an important start, country by country solutions were not enough to end what has come to be known as the book famine facing the blind. This is why the National Federation of the Blind has worked actively with the World Blind Union and its Right to Read campaign. The Right to Read campaign called on the United Nations to establish an international treaty to allow accessible books to be shared across national borders. And our efforts have been dramatically and profoundly successful. As you know, just over 3 years ago, on June 27, 2013, the United Nations World Intellectual Property Organization adopted the Marrakesh Treaty to facilitate access to published works for persons who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled. Before books can be shared internationally, the treaty requires 20 countries to ratify the treaty. 4 days ago, on June 30, 2016, Canada became that 20th country. That means the treaty will go into force in 90 days on September 30, 2016. But sadly, of the 20 countries that have ratified the treaty, the United States is not among them. That means that even when the treaty goes into force, we in the United States will be left out, unable to import or export accessible works until or unless the United States Senate ratifies the Marrakesh Treaty. That is why we must work together to convince the Senate to ratify the Marrakesh Treaty and to ratify it now. So, will we succeed?
Yes.
Well, you know, Dr. Seuss reassures us. He says, yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Another example of globalization is the steady increase in the number of hybrid and electric cars. Yeah, as we well know, hybrid and electric cars are essentially silent when traveling at slow speeds, thereby posing a significant danger to blind and other pedestrians. As a result of our advocacy in the United States, the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act was signed into law on January 4, 2011. The act requires hybrid and electric vehicles sold in the United States to emit an alert sound. But with globalization, we recognize that the danger posed by hybrid and electric vehicles was not limited to blind people living in the United States. If a quiet car is deadly here, it is just as deadly somewhere else. This is why on February 20, 2008, just over 8 years ago, then Federation President Dr. Mark Maurer traveled to Geneva, Switzerland to call on the United Nations to establish an international standard requiring hybrid and electric vehicles to be fitted with an audible alert warning. As a result of Dr. Maurer's presentation titled The Danger Posed by Silent Vehicles, the United Nations World Forum on Harmonization of Vehicle Regulations established a technical working group to develop a minimum sound standard for hybrid and electric cars. Over the 8 years of negotiations that have followed, John Perret has represented the National Federation of the Blind, and I have represented the World Blind Union. We have fought hard for what we believe are essential common sense requirements for a pedestrian alert device. But the negotiations have not always been easy. Since the majority of the members of the working group are sound engineers, they are concerned, you might even say absorbed, with the idea that the alert sound not add unnecessary noise into the environment. In other words, they want the alert sound to be just loud enough and no louder. By contrast, we believe that the sound must be sufficient to enable a blind pedestrian to identify the approach of a hybrid or electric vehicle in approximately the same time as the pedestrian can identify the approach of a vehicle that has an ordinary internal combustion engine. This has been a much more contentious issue than you might imagine. At one point in the negotiations, a member of the working group said that in his country, the law requires drivers to be alert to the presence of pedestrians. Accordingly, he said, the alert sound does not have to be loud enough to enable the blind pedestrian to make a safe crossing decision, only loud enough to prevent the pedestrian from stepping out into the road without giving the driver enough time to stop. Not wanting to place my life in the hands of a driver who may or may not be paying attention, who may or may not be texting, who may or may not be daydreaming, I finally said, I do not want my tombstone to read, he had the right of way. Believe it or not, another major issue has been whether to permit the installation of a switch that would enable the driver to turn off the alert sound. Yes, you heard correctly. A switch that would allow the driver to turn off the alert sound. The logic is that the sound may be annoying to the driver. In another, well, another fit of pique, I once said, I would find being run over by a quiet car quite annoying, and I suspect other blind people would as well. Still, we have made progress, significant progress, progress worth celebrating. In March of this year, a limited international regulation that was formally adopted that requires hybrid and electric vehicles to be equipped with an audible alert warning. While a good start, and it is a very good start, it is just that, a start. The new regulation is only binding on 50 countries around the world. Now we are focused on developing a treaty that will cover many more countries through what is called a global technical regulation. As we begin work on developing a global technical regulation, the regulations implementing the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act here at home take on even greater importance. With globalization, countries look to the work of other countries when they establish their own standards. This is why we must redouble our efforts to get the United States Department of Transportation to publish the long overdue regulations implementing the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act. It is up to us. And will we take action? Well, Dr. Seuss advises. He says, today I shall behave as if this is the day I will be remembered. The regulations are vital to the blind of the United States, and they are vital to the blind of the world, and there is more. Access to the web is rapidly becoming a daily necessity. Perhaps it already is. 6 years ago, at a ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, President Obama announced that he had directed the United States Department of Justice to update the ADA regulations to reflect changes in technology, especially as they relate to web accessibility. Incredibly and inexplicably, on April 28 of this year, after a nearly six-year delay, the Department of Justice announced that it was starting over. The DOJ said that it intended to refresh the regulatory process by considering more information on the costs and benefits associated with requiring websites to be accessible. Costs and benefits? Really? What a sad and disappointing commentary. Today, web accessibility is essential in virtually every aspect of life, but the Department of Justice wants to make sure that requiring websites to be accessible to the blind does not cost too much. Protecting our civil rights does not cost too much. Giving the blind access to public services available to others does not cost too much. The Department of Justice's announcement that it is refreshing the regulatory process by considering the costs and benefits associated with web accessibility can only be seen as a retreat. No more than a retreat, as a betrayal of the ADA's promise of equal access, and not just for the blind of America. While the ADA Title II web accessibility regulations will only apply to public entities in the United States, given globalization, our web accessibility regulations will have a significant impact on other countries as they work toward developing their own web accessibility standards. Web accessibility is vital to the blind of the United States, and it is vital to the blind of the world. In spite of the progress we have made, perhaps because of the progress we have made, we must not weaken in our determination to continue chipping away at the mountain of exclusion that separates us from society, separates us from full participation and equal opportunity. The responsibility is ours. Or as Dr. Seuss says, you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. And he goes on to say, with your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not so good street. We must call on the United States Senate to ratify the Marrakesh Treaty. We must call on the United States Department of Transportation to issue the long overdue regulations implementing the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act. And we must press the United States Department of Justice to publish the ADA web accessibility regulations and to publish them now. We face many challenges, many problems. Well, some might say many troubles. But as Dr. Seuss says, now my troubles are going to have troubles with me. We will not give up and we will not give in. It will take hard work. It will take commitment and energy. But most of all, it will take imagination, and that's something we have plenty of. Or, put in Dr. Seuss's words, think left and think right. Think low and think high. Oh, the things you can think up if only you try. We know the truth about blindness, and it is an immutable truth. Yes, distorted by misconception, clouded in prejudice and tradition, but the truth, nevertheless. We will surmount the mountain of exclusion that stands between us and our dreams, between us and full participation, and we will live the lives we want to live. We will surmount the mountain of exclusion the same way we have defeated countless barriers throughout our history, by standing together, by working together, by combining our ability and energy, by caring deeply and sincerely about one another, and by recognizing that the future is up to us collectively and up to us individually, up to me and up to you. So let me end as I began, with Dr. Seuss's words of quiet wisdom. Today, you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. So you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way, because sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Great job.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I'll be sending you some green eggs and ham in the morning. All right?
I think my cane's on your left.
Oh, here it is.